When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These are the Keishi tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keishi, the longest running rock station in the country.
And welcome to the Keishi tapes podcast again. I hope you are a frequent visitor of our podcast. Man, we got a lot of them, interviews.
They're good.
Yeah, 100 and, oh my gosh.
This will be, this one this week will be, I think it's 175.
Wow, 175 yeah. interviews.
Almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in October.
Mm. Yeah. Well, today we're going to do another great interview that Favaz did with a superstar in the rock and roll world, and that is Joe Perry of Aerosmith. Now, we did him at least one other time before, different interviews.
We've done twice.
Twice before.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's been a long time in between.
Yeah, and keep in mind, if you see like Sammy Hagar four different times, or in this case, Joe Perry, this is going to be the third time, they're all different interviews.
Yeah.
It's not, it's no repeats. Well, mostly no repeats. Right. There have been a couple of repeats.
Yeah, if one of us is on vacation or whatever, it's a holiday, we'll let you know it's a repeat. But for the most part, they're not.
Yeah, but it's not listed as a, everything you see listed, they're all individual interviews.
Yes.
Okay, so when did this interview take place?
This took place in 06. So it was 16 years ago, and you just forget how many times you've interviewed. You know, the other two Joe Perrys that we did on Keishi Tapes, I did. This one I did. I think I have another one somewhere else too on a Reel to Reel machine.
Really?
So it's kind of weird.
Well, most of your years on the radio here at Keishi 95 was an afternoon drive,
mm-hmm.
and so you had access to a lot of rock stars over a long period of time.
I did.
More so than someone like myself who mostly worked in the mornings.
Right. Right.
Rock stars don't get up to do interviews in the mornings.
They don't.
Most of the time, they do not. So anybody who's working midday or afternoon drive generally had access to these interviews. And you were here so long, your tenure has allowed you to do so damn many interviews.
He even came into the studio one year.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but this one, he was on the phone, but... To meet him in person was something else. So,
all right,
but not on this one.
Yeah, and Joe, I always envision Joe, or my mind's eye has him as generally a pretty serious guy.
Yes,
he doesn't seem like a much of a cut up, or even a fun guy to really be hanging around too much with. But he probably is.
Do you remember? I mean, the one time that we did have him on was when Steven Tyler put out a country album.
Yeah.
And I said to him, hey, Joe, what do you think of this statement? Those who can, those who can't do country.
Yeah.
And he laughed and he said, hold on, say that to my wife. And he put his wife, Billy, on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so it was funny. And I will say, he did know who the Blodwyn Pig was.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
When he walked into the studio, he saw it and he was like, that's the Blodwyn Pig. And that's, Sweet Meat. That's what we use as our mascot. And He knew it right off.
Sweet Mead came off the album cover to the group Blodwyn Pig.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. It's Joe Perry and Favaz from 2006.
Favaz and with me on the phone for the first time in quite a while, Joe Perry, back on the airwaves of Keishi in St. Louis. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. First off, congratulations. I don't know if many people know, but you are nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Instrumental from your album, Joe Perry, and a song called Mercy. Is this has Aerosmith ever won a Grammy, Joe?
Yeah, actually, we've won four over the years for different performances and different things. But this is the first time I've ever been nominated on my own.
I can't quite remember the Grammys that he's won.
Grammys.
Huh. Yeah, I think we have some of those.
Yeah.
for anything like that.
And what do you think about that?
I think it's amazing.
God, he's so deadpan.
I know.
it's not something you sit down in the basement when you're working on this stuff going, well, this is so good, it's kind of... just got to get a Grammy. When I heard about it, I was, I did a double take. I looked at the list of the other people on there and I'm going, these guys, they make instrumentals, that's what they do,
Who are you up against?
Well, Les Paul's on the list.
Oh, wow.
And I think Steve Vai, and I'm not sure who else, but they're all really, really amazing players.
Now, at this time, Les Paul was still alive.
He was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I play in Aerosmith, you know what I mean? That's what I do. So it's kind of like, it really is an honor to be on that list, you know.
Are you going to be able to attend?
We're going to try and do that. I'm not sure what night it is, but I know we are on the West Coast during that time. So if there's a way we can be there, we'll be there.
Right on. We're talking to Joe Perry of Aerosmith. And Joe and Aerosmith released Rockin' the Joint, which is a live album and a really cool club to play. Wouldn't you say, Joe, the Hard Rock in Las Vegas? That's a good venue.
Well, definitely. I mean, playing Vegas in itself is it's an amazing thing, wherever you play. It's just such a party town, and there's so much going on there.
It used to be if an artist was going to Vegas, their careers were on the downslide. That's not the case anymore, obviously.
No, and they did their residency just a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the show that he's talking about, I think, was a one-off. But, you know, you look at Aerosmith, you go, you're going to do a residency? And they're like, oh, he is, and, you know, she is.
Yeah, artists appearing in Vegas, it's not a sign that your career is over. But
no.
Appearing in Branson still is.
Family loves going there and just hanging out, and it's always fun to play there. And this particular place is great because it's one of the best of the smaller venues in the country. And
right,
they really, really, you know, do it right because they have such the kind of acts they have in there. So it's really a lot of fun playing there, and you can get a mix. It's so different playing on the Strip, and you know, whether it's at the MGM or the Joint, compared to playing like the Thomas Mack, which is out of town.
Right.
Because you get more of the local people out of town, or if you play like the their version of their shed, you know, you get more of the locals, and then so that's one almost like one gig, and then you play downtown, and you get people from all over the world. So.
Yeah,
it's a great place to play.
That is pretty cool. Joe, I remember reading not too long ago, you guys thought of doing something very different in concert, and especially for Aerosmith, and that was to play one of your albums straight through?
Yeah.
Are you still thinking about doing that, or have you done that yet?
Talk about it. We haven't done it. It's so hard because when people come
so
to an Aerosmith show, they obviously want to hear some of those classics in there, you know, the ones that they want to hear, and to play a set of, you know, just one album, I don't think we could decide which one to do. That would probably be it. But we've talked about doing something like that. Some friends of ours, the guys in Cheap Trick, do that once in a while. They'll do like three nights in a place, and each night they'll play their first three, one of their first three records. You know?
Wow, that's
so. You know, it's it would be really fun to do sometime. I don't know if we'll ever get around to it.
My vote would...
go ahead. I wanted to hear that. I was just going to ask you that.
Okay. Twice in the Attic. What's yours?
Twice in the Attic.
Okay. That would be, that would be one of the ones we would consider. It would be either that or Rocks or, I don't know, even one of the later ones, like Get a Grip would be good. That's almost a whole set worth right there.
True. Very true. Talking to Joe.
Yeah, I was going
to
say one of the later ones too.
What were you going to say?
What's the one? What's one with
Pump? The one with the cars and.
Why am I
humping the other car?
The one with Janie's Got a Gun on it, and
that's Pump.
That's Pump. Yeah,
that's Pump.
Yeah, I would say Pump.
Yeah.
Because generationally speaking, I think more people would be able to catch on to that because. The older stuff is pretty old.
Yeah.
I mean, Toys in the Attic was 74, 75.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's so good.
It is good.
Gosh.
It is good, but I don't think the younger generation is quite in tune to that as the stuff from, like, Pump.
Nope, it's true.
Perry, once again, of Aerosmith, and Aerosmith is out on tour with Lenny Kravitz right now. No St. Louis date yet, though. We're still hoping for that, Joe.
I think that you're going to be on the list.
Right on. So, Joe, have you ever thought about, I mean, what a life that you've led. I mean, you know, it was chronicled in the Aerosmith book, you know, all that stuff. But have you ever thought about doing a book on your own?
Yeah, I'm just...
He did.
He ended up doing one?
Yeah, he ended up doing one.
We're still so in the middle of it. It's I really haven't... I don't think that since, the, you know, like you mentioned, the book, there's enough... That's enough to there. I don't know if there's enough after that on. But, you know, there's certainly we're still piling up more. So, you know, it's some...
Yeah, this was 18 years ago, this interview, right?
So 16 years ago.
So 16 yeah. years ago. So yeah. How old is he now? He's...
He's, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah,
John.
He's probably like 68, something like that, 69.
I bet you he's in his 70s.
So 60, if he's 70, so that'd be, so he was in his,
so
when you did this interview, he was in his mid-50s. So yeah, I can see how he might be thinking it's too early to write a book.
He is 71 years old.
71,
so minus 16, he was 61. He was around 55.
Yeah, 56. Mid-50s. I think these guys shouldn't start writing books until they're in their 60s, probably.
Yeah, I would agree.
That in combination with some kind of guitar book, you know, as a guitar fan and a collector, I would also like to do something that would kind of center around that icon of American rebellion, you know.
True, very true. One more thing, Joe, are the Patriots going to do it again?
I don't know. We all got our fingers crossed.
So, Joe Perry, once again, is nominated for a Grammy, first time ever, and very well-deserved, for a song called Mercy. And I can't remember if the Grammys are early February, Joe, or late February now.
I don't know. It's somewhere in the middle there. I look pretty much 3 days ahead when I'm on the road, and that's about it.
Hey, Joe.
That's it.
Joe, as far as being on the road right now, I mean, we all know the past, but what guilty pleasures do you have on the road now? Obviously, they're going to be different from where they were 20, 25 years ago, but what's kind of goofy that you always like to have on the road, be it at the venue or wherever you're staying or something like that? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, is there something that you always have to have around you or something like that?
Well, I think the obvious thing is this. I always have to have a stereo. I mean, I have a PA system in my dressing room at the gig.
Yeah.
You know, instead of a boombox, I couldn't find a boombox big enough, so I have a small PA in there. and that would be an obvious thing, you know, so I can always have music. But I don't know. I just, traveling and going from city to city, we're always looking for new things. So it just seems like every time we get on the road, there's always a new something new happening, and it just keeps me so occupied. But I think that the main thing is, you know, I live on coffee. So,
Do you? And your barbecue sauce.
Once I start in the morning, I keep going until about 6 o'clock at night. So,
wow. Do you ever mix your Boneyard brew with it?
That's one thing I haven't done yet. That's something that I don't think it would work.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so either. All right, Joe Perry of Aerosmith, thanks for the visit, and good luck with the Grammy, man. I hope you snag that. That would be cool and well-deserved. So.
I appreciate that.
All right, and hopefully we'll see Aerosmith sometime in 2006. Joe Perry, once again, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
All right. Did he get it? Did he get the Grammy?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Let's see. Let me look that up.
I think Les Paul got it.
Joe Perry Grammy. Joe Perry Grammy was Joe. I'll have to put it in. Hold on.
Yeah.
Has Joe Perry, ever won a Grammy?
Instrumental.
Oh.
Yeah, instrumental.
Instrumental.
I just had one of those phantom vibrations, like your phone's vibrating and it's not on my body. Isn't that weird? You ever get those?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. Let's see.
I wonder if people got those before cell phones. They just didn't know what it was, and now we always just associate it with cell phone.
So, I don't.
Deep shit, man.
So kind of like when I was talking about today on the air that you mentioned your Catholic parents or whatever. And I said, hey, I had a dream about your mom. And I was escorting her down like a rocky path. Yeah. And then that was it.
I wonder what that could mean.
I don't know.
I'm going to slip and fall. I'm going to fall and break my hip today. That's what it meant. Son of a bitch.
It doesn't say. I don't know. Huh. No. I know.
Oh, darn it. We got to get the answer to that.
Well, we're good after the fact. We've talked about that many times on the air. And
How about this? You all look it up, okay? And let us know.
I know. Everybody else is like, oh, come on. I've got it right here.
And let us know on Twitter, all right? You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. And on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Favaz here. Enjoy Joe Perry, AMF.
Bye.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.